Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chief Hogsett. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Chief Hogsett. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to third. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Morgan. Fothergill moves to third. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds takes first base on ball four. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Seeds moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to second for the out. Seeds moves to third. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hargrave to Geringer covering second. The throw back to home, and Seeds is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Geringer hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Alexander scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to third. Hoedap moves to second. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoxett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Funk reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter who is chasing the ball. Gehringer reaches third base with a triple. Funk scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Fothergill moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. Rice moves to second. It's 5-0, Tigers. Ken Holloway now pitching. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrave for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holloway for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoxett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Funk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Funk reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Funk scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McManus bunts towards third. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. McManus moves to third. It's 7-0, Tigers. Bell Bean now pitching. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hodapp scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Johnson now playing left field. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan scores. Sewell moves to third. Averill moves to second. One out. It's 7-1, Tigers. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell scores. Averill moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-2, Tigers. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rogel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-3 in the game. Hargrave hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-2, Tigers. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hogsett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Hogsett reaches second base with a double. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Funk strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Renza now catching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bell Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-to-4, Tigers. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill strikes out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seeds moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seeds scores. Porter moves to third. It's 9-to-5, Tigers. Charlie Sullivan now pitching. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Carl Lind. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jonah Goldman now playing shortstop. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan juggles the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogel. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hodap applying the tag. 2 outs. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodap fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Belle Bean. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Morgan moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Morgan moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 9-6, Tigers. Johnny Hodap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodap is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hodap hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.